USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
That Phoenix police spokeswoman did not identify the officer nor the suspect, who again are both hospitalized. Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. The jury in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort continuing deliberations. The jury did send the judge a note with four questions yesterday after winding up their first day of deliberations. One of the questions asking the judge to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. With promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
A well-known fired White House aide continuing her big book tour.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
And I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Omarosa saying she equated that job offer with a hush money arrangement. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says high levels of carbon monoxide have spread as far as Texas, the Northeast, parts of Canada, too. The noxious gas emitted from burning grass and trees. Aretha Franklin's hometown of Detroit remembering the Queen of Soul, with fans gathering outside the new Bethel Baptist Church all night. Franklin died at 76 yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
One of the busiest airports in the world is now tightening security measures after two people were able to jump fences in the past 2 weeks at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. One of the incidents involved a half-naked man who ran all the way to an aircraft before he was taken into custody. Since then, the airport manager says the airport has added jail-style wiring on the tops and bottoms of all airport fences, which stretch for a total of about 30 miles. Well, it's been 65 days without a peep from the Mars rover Opportunity. NASA believes it shut itself down after it was coated with dust in a dust storm. Tanya Harrison of NASA says the storm was unprecedented.
This is the strongest dust storm that we've ever seen on Mars in the history of observing it, so we had no idea how bad this was going to be and how long it was going to keep Opportunity asleep for.
And she says asleep is the key word, as they expect eventually the dust will come off the rover and its solar panels will charge up again and it will resume communication. And people in the U.S. and most other high-income countries aren't living as long as they used to. A new study finds life expectancy fell in 14 of 18 high-income nations between 2014 and 2015, including the U.S. and Canada, Britain, Germany, and Sweden. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.